Now today, friends, we continue on in the story of David as we follow his exploits. He's now been made king. He's brought the ark of God up to Jerusalem. And when he got it up there, he wanted to build God a house. God told him that he would not be able to do it himself, but that God would build David a house. And then the Lord made his covenant with David, a great covenant, and actually whole prophecies that follow most of the book of Psalms rest upon that covenant God made with David. The kingdom is the kingdom that you find here in that 7th chapter of 2 Samuel. And so we come now to the 8th chapter, and we see David now being fully established in the kingdom. And I want to begin reading here at verse 1. After this, that is, after God made his covenant with David, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them. And we find that he had a great victory over them. They were the perpetual and inveterate enemies of Israel. And David drove them back, not only out of the land of Israel, but drove them even beyond their own borders and enlarged his own borders, because they were in a great section of that land, especially the second section, that is, southern part. Now, in verse 4, I read, "And David took from him." This is the king of Zobah. He had a border that went as far as the river Euphrates. And we're told that David took from him 1,000 chariots, 700 horsemen, 20,000 footmen. And David hewed all the chariot horses, but reserved of them for 100 chariots. Quite interesting the way David got rid of these horses. We were told back in Deuteronomy, God made a rule for the kings. One of the rules was just simply this: he's not to multiply horses. And it's also interesting to note he was not to multiply horses or wives. David multiplied wives. And we find that Solomon multiplied both horses and wives. But David apparently here is attempting to follow the Lord in this particular matter. Now, I'm not going into any more detail in this chapter. For those of you who like to explore new areas, new land, you'd enjoy taking this chapter and seeing the different areas in which David moved. He enlarged the borders of Israel. Now he extended them in the south. He extended them to the east in the land of the Moabites. And we find here extended them in the north, the Syrians of Damascus. David was able to take them. And so we find that Syria and Moab, Ammon and the Philistines and the Amalekites, all of these became subject to David. And we are told in verse 13, "And David gat him a name when he returned from smiting of the Syrians in the Valley of Salt, being 18,000 men. And we're told he put garrisons in Edom, throughout all Edom put he garrisons, and all they of Edom became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went." So that now is in the south to the east, in the southwest, southeast, and to the east, and now to the north, why David was able to push back his borders, enlarge the kingdom. Wasn't any use to say he pushed them to the west, because that's where the ocean was, and they had already were that far. The border in the west was the Mediterranean Sea. Now we're told in verse 15, "And David reigned over all Israel, and David executed judgment and justice unto all his people." David was noted for that. We find that there's a tremendous now expansion and extension of the kingdom. And David now actually brought the kingdom to its zenith. and made it really a world power in that day that would correspond to the other kingdoms of that day.